Welcome to The Coach Approach, NSWC Carter Rocks podcast for maximizing your personal and professional growth. I'm Jamie Wilson, Carter Rocks Coaching Program Manager. Join us each month for The Coach Approach to hear leaders at all levels shed light on what coaching is and the amazing benefits it offers. Listen as they share their personal testimonies about how partnering with a coach was transformational by using self-reflection to discover hidden talents, higher potential, and even obstacles that once prevented their forward movement. So whether you're ready to go to the next level, seeking a promotion, or want more self-confidence, The Coach Approach is the right place for you. Joining us today is Melissa Pagar. Melissa currently serves as the Department of Defense Coaching Program Manager. She will be talking about DoD coaching and wherever else that takes us today, as well as how coaching has personally impacted her. Melissa, thank you so much for taking time to share with us today. We know how busy you are. You wear a lot of hats, and we just really appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Jamie. I'm happy to be here.
What do you think about starting off with sharing your personal testimony about how coaching has impacted you?
Yeah, thank you. You know, I think coaching has really impacted me in several different ways. So I think what I would really kind of want to do is, and it is very personal, talk about how coaching first impacted me. I started my coaching journey in 2020. And at that time, my daughter and I weren't necessarily getting along as well as I had hoped, and she had hoped as well. And I think that just the skills that I was learning in terms of what it meant to be a coach and be a coach and do as a coach, right? I think that what I gained was that ability to really look at her from a different perspective, you know, that there's not always one way to get somewhere or to accomplish something. And the way to do that is through curiosity. So I had to really put myself in a place where I was just curious. And one quote that a guest facilitator mentioned probably about last year this time that has always stuck with me is, talk to someone as if you might be wrong. And that just really changes the whole conversation. And so, you know, there's that curiosity piece, there's different perspectives piece. But another piece of that kind of always sticks with me too is giving grace. But that's in terms of relationships. Yeah. But not just to yourself, but to others as well. So giving my daughter that grace, giving myself the grace to maybe not get it right all the time, but also giving her the grace to, you know, open up and talk to me, and maybe not, nobody's perfect, right? And I finally realized that, yeah, I need to treat her as her, for who she is, and not who I want her to be. So,
very wise.
Yeah. Well, it was a process, and that's another thing too that kind of always sticks with me nowadays is you always have to trust the process, right? If you have good intentions, the process will take you along to get you to where you need to be.
That's great. I love that. So after using that, using those techniques and being curious, how long did it take to see a difference in your relationship?
It was almost, I would say almost immediate. I can still remember the conversation that she had or we had, and I just allowed her to speak her truth. And I asked a lot of questions, and I didn't, you know, there was no judgment. I, you know, as a mom, a lot of times, like you said, or like I mentioned, you want your children to grow up and be X or be Y, you know, or Z or whatever. But they're their own people, and we have to respect them for that. So really it was almost immediate because she was ready. I remember she was ready for a fight, you know, and she quickly kind of was like, what's going on? And it quickly turned into, you know, daily conversations now, texts, emails, well, not emails, texts, phone calls, you know, so, and we had continued conversations after that, but that was kind of the pivotal moment. It was just, you know, judgment-free, open mind, be curious, accept her for who she is. And we've got the best relationship that we've ever had now. So.
And that's amazing because that works not just with family members, but it works with colleagues, with subordinates, with, you know, employees, friends, everyone, right?
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. My story is more personal, but absolutely. This can be, you know, just that curious mindset can help any in any environment, really.
And definitely coaching partnerships.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I love about coaching.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Definitely. Oh, I love it. So tell us a little bit about the DoD coaching program.
You know, there's so I have been the DoD coaching program manager for about, I think, 16 months now. I just recently counted. And I am so fortunate to be here, to be a part of this. I pinch myself every single day because I feel like I'm not working. And in fact, maybe I am working. and we've just tried to, we've got several different lines of efforts that we're trying to incorporate in order to create a coaching culture, if you will, across the Department of Defense. And one of the things that I could start with is we've got two coaching communities of practice. And so when I first got here, I realized that we had our coaching community of practice, and we had several different people within that community of practice, but there were two different audiences. So I quickly realized that we needed to have a program manager's community of practice and a coaching community of practice. And that has since evolved. So now we've got, for the coaching community of practice, we've got guest facilitators who come in and we offer them, the coaches who are ICF accredited, we offer them coaching, continuing coaching education units. And so that's kind of a good way for those who are ICF, the International Coaching Federation accredited coaches, to get their required hours in order to renew their accreditation. The program manager's community of practice is a great way to provide information to the community or to the program managers so that they can then disseminate it across the enterprise, the DoD enterprise. We're also actively working with coach training programs. This year, or 2025, we will be offering five different coach training programs. One is the OPM Federal Internal Coach Training Program. We've got slots available to send future coaches in training to. We also have a partnership with the Defense Acquisition University. They offer three cohorts per year. And so we will be sending around 5 to 6 DoD applicants to the DoD coach training. And then finally, we are going to launch our very first DoD coach training program, which will be a pilot. And that will be this March. So we're very excited about that. We also, yes, go ahead. I apologize.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, yes, I'm very excited. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing that we're doing is working on our strategic communications and data analytics. We're working on a coach client matching tool so that our coaches can voluntarily upload their bios. And then those who are seeking clients or seeking coaches can go ahead and match with them on their own. And we are also working with the Navy. They've got the lead on this for sure. But we are working with the Navy coaching skills for leaders. And so that's kind of what we're doing in a nutshell. I'm sure there's much more, but that's all I can think of off the top of my head.
It's a lot. And you've done a lot since you've been here. I mean, just in the 16 month time frame. I mean, the International DoD International Coaching Week last year. You held at the Pentagon and all that entire week. There was something going on each and every day. Right.
That's right. Yeah.
Right. And then with the schools and getting all of this together, that's been quite a feat. In just a short amount of time.
Well, thank you. I do it for the coaches and I do it for all of DOD.
We know. Yeah, for sure. So that is absolutely, you have definitely have the heart for people. And I love that about you. Definitely love working with you for sure.
Same here. Thank you.
With that said, what do you see? What do you foresee in the future with DOD coaching?
Yeah, I think that ideally, I would love for DOD coaching to have its own place and have its own office, if you will, be centrally funded. Ultimately, I know we would have to work with OPM, of course, but I would love to see a coaching job series.
Oh, me too. Yeah. I may work till I'm 80 if we have that.
But yeah, that's the big goal, the big ultimate goal. But there's so much more we can do in between as well.
Right. I love it. I love your vision. So, well, with that being said, is there anything else you'd like to talk about today?
Well, I just want to thank you for asking me to do this podcast with you. I appreciate your trust in me and willingness to listen. And I'm very excited, like you said, to work with you and all the other coaches out there. And I'm just proud to be DOD strong.
It's just amazing. Just again, very appreciative. And thank you again for taking the time to share your valuable insights with us. We are very thankful. I would also like to thank all you listeners out there for joining this episode of The Coach Approach, brought to you by NSWC Cardorex Coaching Program. If you want to learn more about coaching, visit NSWC Cardorex Coaching Program SharePoint site. If you want to request a coach, contact Jamie Wilson at 301-335-0492.